let me just skip through this quickly. The problem with calculating very long-term value at risk is, well, for short-term, what we do is we use a square root of time scaling. This is the standard model. It's what you were saying. You assume that the moves are stationary and uncorrelated from day to day. That is, if it goes up yesterday, it's equally likely to go up or down in the following day. This isn't the sort of momentum investing that people talk about. So what you need when you go to very long horizons is something which approximates this growth of volatility better. That is to say, interest rates may diverge quite rapidly in the short term, but when you go out to 3 years, 5 years, it's very unlikely that we're going to have 20% interest rates in the U.S. because there's some sort of pullback to what is an expectation. And so this shows how we scale these volatilities with time and move from one day to a month to 3 months and so on. And so to go out to 3 months for the sort of calculations that you would need to do in the hedge effectiveness is appropriate, but you really need to take some caution when you go and you try to move these volatilities out to a year. You're really going to be, I think, overestimating the risk, and you'll find that that some of the results you get will be too conservative, but I suppose it's the right direction, but dangerous in some sense.